Welcome into another edition of the Harvest Focus. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our podcast, whether you're listening to it via subscription on your own time through the many different ways that you can listen to the podcast. And I don't think we've really highlighted those very well here on Harvest Radio, but I will do that on this edition because we are on a lot of different platforms. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Play. We are on Podbean. That's a Podbean. We are on Player FM and also TuneIn. You can listen to the podcast Harvest Focus on all of those platforms. You can also listen live, and that may be what you're doing right now on Harvest Radio. Harvest Radio airs 24/7 on our website, harvesthumboldt.com. And so many different ways that people get the podcast, and some get it through email. And we email it out at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com each and every week. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast today. And today we are going to be talking about, in just a moment, 8 positive impacts that technology is having on Christian living. We'll be talking about that here in just a moment. We're looking forward to having Adam Miller and his family with us on Sunday, April the 7th, in our 10 a.m. worship experience. We also have pre-service prayer at 9, and that's at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Sunday afternoon. And then at 5 p.m. is our Sunday night Bible study, where we will be talking about the transfiguration of Jesus in all of our classes and be broken down to understanding levels for youth, which is teen and young adults, and then also our children, ages 3 to 10. And then we'll talk about it also in our sanctuary, where the Glenn Harrelson will be teaching that lesson for the adults in the main sanctuary on Sunday night at 5 o'clock. Monday night is our Genesis to Revelation Bible study. This will be lesson number 3. Then we'll talk about the origin of languages, the beginning of nations, the time of the patriarchs, Jacob and Esau, and also the story of Joseph. It's a big night. You don't want to miss that. It's 7 o'clock on Monday night the 8th. Tuesday night the 9th is family prayer at 7 o'clock. Wednesday night the 10th of April is our Midweek Refresh worship experience at 7 p.m. I'm going to be preaching a message entitled, When God Thinks of You. Friday night is our Move the Mission Rally at Findlay, Tennessee, at the Pentecostal Church there in Findlay. And Brother Wesley Stevens will be preaching that service. That begins at 7:30 p.m. And then Saturday morning is Junior Bible Quizzing, and that will be at the Centerpoint Apostolic Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. A lot going on. You don't want to miss anything. The easiest way to stay up to date is our website, harvesthumboldt.com. That is harvesthumboldt.com. When we return, we're going to talk about 8 impacts of technology on Christian living. Don't go anywhere.
In Odyssey presents Odyssey Sings.
Electric Palace, do da song, a do da.
The moving melody of Wooten Bassett.
My old to macaroni.
And that master of modus opera and I himself, Harlow Doyle.
Forsooth, my love.
Odyssey Sings on the next Adventures in Odyssey.
Listen Monday through Friday at 7:30 p.m. to Adventures in Odyssey right here on Harvest Radio.
On the next Focus on the Family Radio Theater, arrested for his faith.
Journal, Tegel Prison.
Imprisoned.
Oh, God, I do feel profoundly alone.
And convicted.
I do hereby find you guilty of the charge of high treason.
The amazing final episode of Bonhoeffer, The Cost of Freedom. Next time on Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Listen every Saturday evening, 7 p.m. to Focus on the Family Radio Theater on Harvest Radio. Technology has had revolutionary effects throughout history. New weapons, materials for roads, and more have changed the paths of nations and empires. Gutenberg invented the printing press in 1436, which impacted the church since the first book printed, the Bible, could be owned and read in everyone's home. In part, this led to the popularity of the Protestant movement. New technologies obviously have arrived at an alarming speed over the past century, from televisions to personal computers to smartphones. As technology shapes our culture, the church adapts as well. And these changes also have had positive and negative effects. On the positive side, it can be a great tool for many tasks. On the negative side, used poorly, it keeps us from in-person regular relationships. Technology can be a great tool, but it cannot replace the human relationship required within the body of Christ. So what are some positive impacts that it's had on the church today? And I'm going to give you 8 impacts of technology on Christian living that we should consider. Number one, it is assisting people with disabilities. The church exists for all people, and technological advancements have significantly transformed the lives of Christians with disabilities. It has offered innovative solutions to enhance accessibility, inclusion, and participation in various aspects of the Christian life. For example, assistive technologies like screen readers, text-to-speech software, and voice recognition programs, they enable individuals with visual impairment or learning disabilities to access and engage with digital content, including the Bible, religious literature, and online worship services. Additionally, adaptive devices such as braille displays and graphics provide that feedback for individuals with visual impairments, allowing them to read and study scripture independently. Moreover, technological advancements in these systems, they're like ramps, elevators, and assistive listening systems, rather, have enabled churches and religious organizations to improve the accessibility in their facilities. However amazing these developments are, I want to remind us again that they should never be an excuse for people to neglect spending time with people who have disabilities. Technology can tempt us to think that our work is done, but everyone requires human relationships and personal assistance. So the first thing I wanted to focus on was the assisting people with disabilities, and technology has really helped us there. The second thing is it has helped to advance language translation. Technology has transformed the multi-ethnic Christian community. Tools like language translation have facilitated communication, understanding, and collaboration, even when members speak different languages. Unlike in the past, translation work does not take days or even weeks of time. Tools like translation apps and software programs and web-based platforms utilize machine learning algorithms and natural language processing techniques to provide accurate, instant translations in multiple languages. And I know that personally I have experienced this where I was trying to reach someone, but I did not speak their language. And it was just recently where I was able to get on a platform and type up what I wanted to say, send it over to them, and they were able to type back to me and me put it back into that program, and it would translate it for me. And again, we're giving the positives of the impact, but I'm also going to be kind of giving warnings, I think, at the end of these, just to make sure that we keep it in balance. While these technologies can foster communication across cultures, there is still nothing like learning a new language as an act of love, or that person hearing that language from a missionary on their own. And so this would never replace the need for a missionary to go to a foreign field, or for us, even in the United States of America, to learn different languages so that we can minister more effectively. A third way that technology has impacted Christian living and Christianity is it has expanded the availability of Bible translations. Different translations of the Bible abound today. Through the technological advancements, it has made us made it more available and accessible to us, revolutionizing how that we Christians engage with the Word of God. One key advancement is the Bible being digitized, which has enabled people to create vast digital libraries containing a lot of different Bible translations in many languages. There's websites, mobile apps, e-readers that give us access instantly to a wealth of Bible versions at our fingertips. And we can explore and compare translations. We can delve into deeper insights, and it enhances our understanding of Scripture. I mean, almost instantly. Advanced translation software, and I'm talking digital publishing technology, has benefited the efforts to share the Bible across the world. Not all Bible translations are created equally, however, and so I want to make sure and say that some are direct translations, others are paraphrases, and sadly, some of these, some may have even been designed to twist Orthodox Christian doctrine. So even though you've got all these translations, I will say this today, we still need pastors. We still need trusted leaders to help us engage with the different translations. We also weren't meant to study the Bible in isolation all the time. Ready availability shouldn't justify a just me and Jesus mentality that dismisses how the body of Christ is necessary to teach and to disciple us. Another way that technology is impacting Christianity is it has increased access to sermons and devotional content. Technology has given us phenomenal access to this. One significant advancement is how digital platforms and even streaming services provide on-demand access by so many pastors and theologians and Christian leaders worldwide. And through websites and podcasts, such as like one of the ones that you're listening to right now, and video sharing platforms, Christians can now access sermons and devotional content anytime, anywhere. But how do we know what good and bad doctrine is? Because, you see, online communities provide opportunity for sharing and discussing this stuff, but you know what? It also provides opportunity for the false prophet and the preacher that's not preaching truth to get his word out there as well. The Bible does distinguish between good and bad doctrine and teachers. We need trusted leaders and mentors to help us sift through content. Access to online content should not replace engagement with a local body of Christ and a local pastor who knows us personally. Before the internet exploded, Christians, you know, they needed a library or plenty of money to access commentaries and concordances. Much of this expensive material is available now for cheap or free, profoundly impacting how Christians study and engage with Scripture. And so my fifth out of eight ways is increasing access to Bible reference materials. To begin with, digitized reference materials have helped create vast online libraries of Bible study resources. Through websites, mobile apps, and e-readers, Christians now have instant access to commentaries, lexicons, language tools, helping them delve into what the Scripture means. And so this advancement in search and indexing technology has made it easier to use those digital reference materials. Thanks to advanced search algorithms and cross-referencing tools, we can quickly locate specific passages, words, or topics in Bible reference study. Study and research has become more efficient and effective. Mobile apps and digital tools also offer portability and convenience, allowing Christians to carry their entire Bible reference material library wherever they go. With just a few taps, we can even explore Scripture in its original Greek and Hebrew. And as much as we enjoy this access, our discipleship happens through relationships modeled by Christ on the earth and through people like Paul and Barnabas. We must resist being educated without being discipled. This is the local church's role, to disciple us through spiritual conversations with people who know us and can help keep us accountable. Technology also, you know, when the COVID pandemic hit, every church had to go online. And now we understand technology has provided online worship services. Now, they have been widely adopted, and these digital platforms have revolutionized how Christians gather, engage, and participate in worship. Connection, accessibility, and outreach, they've all shifted. With online worship services, we now reach a global audience, even right here at Harvest Church, through live streaming and video conferencing platforms. Churches can transcend geographical boundaries and time zones. And as I mentioned earlier, individuals who cannot attend in person due to distance or illness or other constraints, they can participate now in worship remotely. Unity and community among believers, regardless of physical location, has become possible. However, if the availability of online worship services give us an excuse to stay home instead of gathering with the saints, we have an issue. Part of belonging to a community is sacrificing our time to be in the same place at the same time as we do when we gather with family. And as the family of God, we make our gatherings important. Online services bless people who might need to miss one Sunday or be bedridden, but it's not the same as physically worshiping in the same place. We also remember that the bedridden need personal visits more than just another sermon, okay? So we have to take time to worship together. We need to take time to spend in-person time with church members that we cannot see every Sunday in the church sanctuary. Also, technology promotes access to Christian classics. Like commentaries, concordances, and various Bible translations, these Christian classics are now easy to find in digital libraries as well. Christians now have access to the writings of the early church fathers or the Christian philosophers like Augustine and Aquinas, regardless of physical location or our access to libraries. And with 2,000 years of church history, many Christian pastors and philosophers wrote down their thoughts and insights. And this access can be a treasure alongside modern translation, since mainstream Christianity has forgotten or dismissed a whole lot. And at the same time, with the church fathers and others, these men and women had their flaws, and regular discussions with pastors and leaders will help us navigate even through the writings and reading of these classics that we will be able to find through technology. And then lastly, number eight, it has fostered church communication. Advancement in technology has revolutionized how the local and global church communicate. Connections, collaboration, and support can occur on a global scale through websites, forums, social networking sites, all of these things. Believers can share prayer requests, give testimonies, and words of encouragement, fostering a sense of belonging and unity among diverse faith communities. Furthermore, video conferencing and live streaming platforms allow Christian communities to meet through virtual gatherings and events. Apps offer convenient ways for Christians to stay connected and engaged with their faith community on the go. Just a few taps on a smartphone provide access to church directories, event calendars, and communication channels. We are in the process right now of putting together a church app right here for us at Harvest Church. You know, for missionaries, some apps are more secure from spying and useful in countries with governments hostile to their government. So, staying connected, the spiritual family across the country or globe is invaluable. At the same time, these connections don't substitute for meeting and gathering in person, okay? So how can we wisely handle technology in the church today? Because, you know, we have benefited immensely from technology. We also have to consider when we are misusing it. For example, younger Christians who have grown up with smartphones and social media, they may see being on a platform or following a certain person as important and even the same as gathering locally with the local church. Technology can be a phenomenal tool, but it can also be abused. We must also all remember that worship is not about convenience. It is about sacrifice. As David said, I will not worship God with what costs me nothing. And so we could see that easily that technology is not enough. For example, we have more access to the Bible and reference materials than ever before. And yet younger generations are more unchurched and unaware of biblical ideas than ever before. We should be thankful for technology. But don't let technology rob us of the growth and the discipleship that only relationships can bring. The technology is not evil. Our uses can be. We must continue to guard our hearts in all things, to apply our lives to following Jesus Christ and loving others and using these tools when appropriate.
It's spring break in the nation's capital.
What kind of fun can you have in Washington, D.C.?
Lots. Like this week on Down Gilead Lane, the Morrisons discover that Mission Fields can be anywhere.
Excuse me. I know. I'm really sorry. I had no idea she'd be like this. I'm really trying
to keep her quiet. I came to see what I could do.
Are you kidding?
Will one good deed lead to another? Down Gilead Lane.
Down Gilead Lane can be heard every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. following Adventures in Odyssey on Harvest Radio. Thanks for tuning in to the Harvest Focus. However you've been listening to it through podcast or live on Harvest Radio, I hope you will be back with us next week. And next week we are going to continue with another edition of the Harvest Focus. It will be episode 16. We've been doing this 42 years. It started with my dad 42 years ago. Now we've moved it to a podcast and our own radio station feel. But I'm just going to tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing to see the growth that this program has taken. I am trying to get a guest on with me next week. We're still working on that, but maybe I can have someone on. I'm trying to get Mr. Tim Sanford on with us next week to discuss something, and maybe we can get that done. If you want to know more about our church, go to the website, harvesthumboldt.com. That is harvesthumboldt.com. You can also email us at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. Our church office telephone number, we're here Sunday through Thursday. That number is 731-784-2246. 731-784-2246. Or if you would like to write a letter the old-fashioned way, our mailing address is 3401 Bledsoe Road, Humboldt, Tennessee, 38343. 3401 Bledsoe Road, Humboldt, Tennessee, 38343. Hope you have a great rest of your week, folks. God bless you, and thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Harvest Focus.